Well, yesterday, you'll recall, we had my new best friend, Gray O'Brien, on the programme, talking about his opening night coming up in Catch Me If You Can at the Cambridge Arts Theatre. Nicola Upson joins me on the line because she was there to see that opening night performance. Nicola, very good afternoon to you.
Hello, Neil.
So, how did it go?
It went very well, actually. It was a very entertaining romp from start to finish, I have to say. This is a comedy thriller, and both elements of that were played out very, very well on stage. Just to give you a bit of an idea of the premise, it centres around a man called Daniel Corbin, played, of course, by Patrick Duffy, which we'll get onto in a minute. And the play opens in a sort of mountain lodge in one of these resorts in the Catskill Mountains. And he's doing something rather strange because there's a great moose head on the wall. And he's putting up a sign saying, "Welcome back, darling, we missed you." So already you've got that premise. And then, of course, it turns out that they're newlyweds. This is their honeymoon. And his wife has stormed out after a row in which he broke some Frank Sinatra records. Can't blame him for that one. I'm on his side. But the wife hasn't been seen for a couple of days, Elizabeth. And then another woman turns up with somebody bringing her back to him. And this woman, he claims not to recognise. She is saying she's his wife. All the people around them in this rather closed community of the Catskill Mountains are going along with that as if he's his wife, as if she's his wife, and there's no question about it. But he is relentless in his insistence that this is an imposter.
Wow. Okay. And it's down in the usual true Broadway thriller style for Gray O'Brien, known as Inspector Levine in this, to solve the mystery. And does it play out well?
It does play out really well. I've got to be on careful ground here now as we start to delve into this a bit deeper, because it's so easy to give something away. And I don't.
Oh, right.
Because the twists and turns of this particular piece are part of its joy. The other part of its joy, I think, is the comedy element. This is not a thriller that takes itself overly seriously, except in its honouring of the plot, because it is a good plot. But there are some very, very sharp lines and some exchanges between the characters on stage that went down very, very well with the audience last night. There was some very loud laughter, which you don't always get with a thriller. It's quite a fine act to balance those two things, to keep the tension up and yet also to give you a few laughs along the way. And you talked about Gray O'Brien, he's Inspector Levine. The thing that the whole premise reminded me of, it's very Columbo, and I say that in a wonderfully affectionate, admiring way, really. That's what I came away thinking. I'd seen a really exquisite feature-length episode of Columbo.
That's interesting. Now, but I mean, when you talk about the actual actors themselves, I mean, Patrick Duffy, Man from Atlantis, Dallas, all that sort of stuff, Gray O'Brien, Coronation Street, then things, Peak Practice. Not natural comedy roles for either of them. Linda Pearl, I'm not quite so familiar with, but you know, they strike me as the straight actors, to be honest.
Yeah, Linda Pearl played Fonzie's fiance in Happy Days.
That's
so,
it.
Yeah, so really, you know, as you say, amazing TV pedigree and film and film and. Fair play to them. They've done their fair stint of stage work too. Certainly they have, but it was lovely to see them. Obviously, I grew up with Dallas. It was huge in my house, as I think it was for many of us. And it was great to see Patrick Duffy. Actually, what was really, really special, I think, was there's something about his voice. And that came across very, very strongly last night. It was lovely to have that presence on the stage. And it's a big part, Daniel Corbin. He's in a way the linchpin of the whole thing, because it's his state of mind and his responses to what is happening in the world around him that shape and guide the play. So it's a huge role in terms of obviously time on stage and lines and reactions and responses. And so it was great to see that all coming together as an ensemble piece.
Amazing. So it gets a big thumbs up from you then.
It was very entertaining. You know, it has, like I said, it has that humour. It doesn't take itself too seriously, except in to do it well, if you see what I mean. And you're right, it is a period piece. So there is, already that kind of nostalgia that you go into the theatre with. On two levels, really. Nostalgia for that sort of 60s thriller, but also nostalgia for the Dallas that we all loved, if I'm honest.
Yes. I did say to Gray O'Brien as well that I thought that the just from the press pictures that I'd seen, that the set was very beautiful, nicely done, that it was very watchable.
Very simple, very, very simple, but it did exactly. And of course, the whole play takes place in that one room, really, with rooms off it. And I found that premise really interesting, this whole Catskill Mountain thing, which I didn't really know much about. This sort of resort a couple of hours from New York, where New Yorkers would escape to for the weekend. Absolutely huge. And in the 60s, it was just starting to fade. It was the end of that glory days. But those self-contained resorts were a completely different world of their own. And of course, when you're away and you're kind of in that environment, which can itself be hostile, then you've got another level to that thriller going on.
Well, I'd love to, on that basis, I'd love to see one set in Butlins or Pontins then, wouldn't you? No, that would be our equivalent.
All the way through. I was thinking it's not quite the same, but it would be great to see kind of Heidi High with a murder mystery thrown in.
Lovely. Well, that gets a huge thumbs up. That's great. What's next for you and Mandy? What are you busy up to at the moment?
Well, we're both busy because we both published books last week. It was the launches, and we've got some events and festivals and things over the next couple of months. So that's mostly what we're going to be concentrating on then.
Fantastic. Well, enjoy the summer, enjoy the spring, and enjoy doing all these book launches. It's at the end of the day, it's what you work for, isn't it? Tenango-rango. There you go. I did write it. Well done to both of you. And thanks.
And I should say that Mandy did guess the twist at the interval.
Did she?
I said to her, you should write crime novels.
At the interval. Because yeah. Gray O'Brien said he literally had to wait till the last page.
No, she was a bit ahead of the rest of us.
All right, so we'll look out for a new pen on the block, writing those a new nom de plume for Mandy. Then Nicola Robson, thanks so much for joining me.
All right, thanks, Neil.